Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands and lift your voices. We appreciate you. We honor you. We adore you. El Shaddai, Elion, be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Breathe upon this service this morning. All the incredible testimonies we heard already, they already preached the message. They have already showed us that we are not wasting our lives serving you, following you, doing your will. Be glorified, Lord. Be honored, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do something new in someone's life and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat.
Say your own my soul. You are the same, your own my soul. You are the same.
Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Welcome also everyone from all the axes of Kubwa, Buari, Duse, and all that axes. Give the Lord a big clap of hand for them. You're welcome. Also welcome everyone from the Glory Dome axes. You are welcome. Everyone from around the world who are here, various countries here present this morning, we welcome you. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. God's plan and provision for divine health and healing. God's plan and provision. For divine health and healing of his people, part two. Our objective is to understand, first of all, God's plan for the health of his people. God's plan for the health of his people. And our second objective is to understand God's provision for the health of his people. What is his plan for the health of his people? What is his provision for the health of his people? All the things we heard this morning and we are hearing and we see here all the time shows that the age of miracles are not past at all. In fact, we are confronted with the fact that the most important things God will do in our generation will happen even right now. Four things are very, very important, or three, that we saw at the beginning of the service. Number one, that our God is the God of love. God is the God of love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Number 2, that God delights or takes pleasure in the demonstration of his love and mercy. He delights. He takes pleasure in the demonstration of his love. He delights and takes pleasure in the demonstration of his mercy. If his nature is love, it is natural for him to love. Number 3, God's healing action flows naturally out of his merciful and compassionate nature. His healing action flows naturally out of his merciful and compassionate nature. In Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 14, we saw how Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. He was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. We saw in the first service that God does not heal to show power. He does not deliver to show power. He heals, he delivers to show mercy and love. Also, we saw that throughout the Bible, you see that God conveyed his plan by healing people. We saw Jesus Christ healing people. We saw the disciples and the apostles healing people to show that God has a plan for the healing of his people. And I prophesy to someone here today, the plan of God for your healing shall be manifested today in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. God's plan for your healing and deliverance shall be made manifest this morning. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. We are going to look at about 18 or 19 scriptures that show us that God is a healer. We saw about 18 or 19 of such in the first service. We shall see another set of them in this second service. 2 Kings chapter 20 and in verse 5. Hezekiah had a prophecy that he was going to die. And he prayed to God that he will not die. And the Lord told the prophet Isaiah, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal you. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen your tears. I will heal you. So God heals in answer to prayers. God heals in answer to prayers. God heals in answer to prayers. I have seen your tears. I have heard your prayer. I will heal you. Next scripture, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 57, verse 18 and 19, speaking said, I have seen his ways, I will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him. God speaking, and he said unto his mourners, I have seen his ways, I will heal him. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, said the Lord, and I will heal him. Anybody set for the healing power of God today, shout the loudest, amen. say, I will heal him. I will restore comfort. Everyone here today in any form of distress, anything that has made your life uncomfortable, death says God is restoring comfort to your life in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. The man that testified just now, that had the head injury and literally passed on, and God brought back to life. This is your word. And every other person here. I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of your wounds. Anyone that was healthy before, suddenly you lost your health. I am anointed to announce to you, restoration of health is coming your way. Every area of your life where you have been wounded, where you have been wounded, tormented and tortured, I prophesy healing from the balm in Gilead in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 and verse 7 and verse 8. That's our fourth scripture here. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All manner of sickness. And he told them, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, and freely give. For people seated here, God is not only going to heal you, but he's going to pass healing through your hands. He's going to pass healing through your mouth. For your family members, for your brother, for your sister, for your father, for your mother, for your sons, for your daughters, your children, your friends, your loved ones, your colleagues in the office. God is not just going to heal you or deliver or liberate you, but he will pass healing through your mouth and through your hands. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, alright? Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. A major agenda of this operation this morning is to irrigate your mind with healing scriptures. Is to flood your mentality and flood your faith with the fact that we serve a healing God. With the fact that we were redeemed by a healing Savior. With the fact that we are healing vessels in the hands of God. Such that every doubt is cleared. Every doubt is cleared. Every doubt is cleared. That was Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Now Luke chapter 9 verse 1 and 2. Then verse 8 and 9. Verse 1 and 2. Then verse 8 and 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. All devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. He sent them to heal the sick, to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. That shall be your portion in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and in verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and in verse 20. We saw in the days, I believe it was in the days of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah prayed for the people of the Lord. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Hezekiah was the ruler and the king of Israel. He prayed as a king over the people. The Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. I stand here by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God upon my life, over this house, and every other person connected, associated online, and those who are not even watching right now, I prophesy. The Lord is hearkening to my prayer right now, and he's healing you in the name of Jesus. Delivering you from every affliction. Delivering you from every agenda. in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Anywhere the devil has tied your destiny and tied your life, that chain is broken. The first young lady that testified said, several young men had come for her hand in marriage. Please take your seat. And at the time when it will be time to for anything to work, they will change their mind. Until the mother asked her, are you not going to that church? And you walk there. What has your pastor said? Well, my pastor said, God is always on time. And he will do it in his time. But she came back. And someone assisted her to get across to the secretary. Now there is nothing called mommy's prayer or daddy's prayer. Nothing like that. What we do is, when people come one by one, if you are to attend to them one by one, it might take almost eternity. So as many as have issues and need prayer and help, place them on a fast for so and so day, and I will pray for them. That was what Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche does. That is what I do once in a while. That was what she did. And I didn't need to meet her. They just place her on a fast, go through some message series to break curses, and that was what they did. And on the day she was prayed for, she decided that the prayer was more important than the attendance at the hospital. Am I communicating? And when she finished the prayer and returned back on the day they asked her to come for the treatment, here was the husband. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added. And the man was there saying, this is the face of the person I saw in the dream. After she had had diverse encounters. Well, let me announce. You may not even have the opportunity to be prayed for like that. You are receiving your own right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has tied your life down, that has tied your destiny down, I declare that yoke is broken now. If you are saying amen, say a believer's amen. Say a louder believer's amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let's go as fast as we can. Hezekiah prayed for the people. God heard. Psalm 107 verse 20 is our next scripture. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That word is what you are receiving right now. The word of healing, the word of deliverance, the word of liberation. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 24. Matthew 4 and in verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. All diseases, all afflictions, and he healed them. Matthew 4:24, Matthew chapter 8 verse 16, Matthew chapter 8 and in verse 16. Here again, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast the spirits with his word, and he healed some of them that were sick. He healed all that were sick. Everyone here who has any form of sickness, whether it's the sickness of the body or of the mind or of your workplace or sickness of your pocket, today I declare your healing right now. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer's amen. Somebody say, I receive three times. I receive, I receive, I receive. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Matthew chapter 12 and in verse 22. Matthew 12, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him. Everything is showing healing, healing, healing. And he healed him in so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw.
Someone say a loud amen.
Matthew chapter 15 verse 30 to 31. This is very, very beautiful. After we read this, I'd like us to read it from the King James, from the Living Bible version, after this. And great multitudes came unto him, having them with them those that were lame and blind and dumb and maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them in so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Look at the Bible, the Living Bible version. And a vast crowd brought him their lame, their blind, their maimed, and those who couldn't speak, and many others, and laid them before Jesus, and he healed them. How many? All.
What a spectacle it was. Those who hadn't been able to say a word before, we are talking excitedly. Those with missing arms and legs had new ones.
That's the meaning of meme. Hand cut, leg cut, we are made whole.
So creative miracles still happens. The crippled were walking and jumping around. And those who had been blind were gazing about them as they were seeing the crowd for the first time. The crowd just marveled and praised the God of Israel. Hey! Miracles, wonders, and signs that will cause you to marvel and wonder shall happen for you today, and happen for us today, and happen in the house today. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Shout the loudest, hallelujah.
That was Matthew chapter 15, verse 10. Now Matthew chapter 22, and in verse 13 and 14, Matthew 22, verse 13 and 22, 13 and 14. Then said the king to the servant, bind him and, verse 14. Alright, back up a little bit, let's see probably verse 12. Back up a little bit, 22, 12 probably. Alright, move to the next verse. Mark chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. He had healed many. There are many here today. Your healing, all around healing, is confirmed in Jesus' precious name. James chapter 5 and in verse 16. James chapter 5 verse 16. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That is, you pray and God heals. You pray and God heals. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. Very exciting. Exodus 15 verse 26. And said, if thou will hearken diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. All the diseases of Egypt are not your portion. The diseases of sinners are not your portion. Today, every disease of Egypt that is upon your life currently is retrieved and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 147, verse 2, all the way to verse 3. Psalm 147. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcasts of Israel. Anyone whose life has been scattered, I declare God is gathering you now. Destiny scattered, Jehovah is gathering you now. Then verse 3 said, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. There are healings that are not physical. There are healings of broken hearts. You see, and healings, emotional disease can be more tormenting than even physical sickness.
Everyone who is brokenhearted here from the action of human beings, I decree your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, all the way to verse 24. 23, all the way to verse 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness, and all manner of disease among the people. That is the assignment of the master. And that is complemented finally by Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Can someone say a louder amen? Can someone shout a louder believers amen? Everyone set for your healing, deliverance and miracles today. Shout the loudest amen. So it is clear throughout scripture that the plan of God is current. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever. The plan of God is current. As far as the healing of his people is concerned, the plan of God is current. His plan is current. Somebody say the plan of God is current. Now, what is God's provision for our divine health? What is our basis of expecting health? What are our roots? Number one, true creation. True our creation in God's image. True man's creation in God's image. Psalm 8 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Psalm 8 verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the Elohim. That is a Hebrew word that was translated angels. The God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, you made him and has crowned him with glory and honor. That is, God made man to look like him. To look like him. To be like him. God made man in his sickless image. God made man from the dust of the earth. I believe that was Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, 8. And God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He breathed into man the breath of life. So there is something about God that is in man that makes us to live. That is our first root. Number two is through our connection to the Abrahamic covenant. Connection to the Abrahamic covenant. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 3 and 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, which includes sicknesses and diseases, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9. And the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Whatever Abraham experienced is our experience. Am I communicating? Abraham lived to be very old. Genesis 25, 7 and 8. He lived to be very, very old. He lived to be very, very old. You can place it. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 150 years old. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age. An old man and full of years, not full of sickness. And he was gathered unto his people. Isaac lived. Genesis 35 and in verse 28 and 29. Genesis 35 verse 28 and 29. And the days of Isaac were 104 years. That's 180. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, not full of sickness. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Moses functioned in that covenant, in the Abrahamic covenant, in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. How many children of Abraham are here today? How many seed of Abraham are here today?
Give the Lord a shout of Abraham, a shout of praise. Lift your voice and say after me, say, I have the seed of Abraham and the gene of Abraham in my body, in my life. Abraham was not sick. Abraham was not weak. Abraham was not poor. Abraham was not frustrated. I cannot be sick. I cannot be weak. I cannot be poor. I cannot be frustrated. Shout the loudest, amen.
So if there is no other reason why you should walk in health, you walk in health because Abraham is your father. That is our second root. Number three is through our access to the benefits of redemption. Access to the benefits of redemption. Access to the benefits of Calvary. There is a graphic prophetic revelation in the book of Job that depicts Jesus Christ's sacrifice on Calvary. Job chapter 33, verse 19 to verse 25. He said, he's describing a situation. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed. And the multitude of his bones with strong pain. He's talking about somebody. Or humanity as a whole. So that his life abhorred bread. He has anorexia. He's not eating food. And his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away. His cachexic is tiny. That it cannot be seen. And his bones that were not seen stick out. This looks like a terminal disease.
Yeah. His soul drawing near unto the grave. He's almost about to die. His life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger, I'm looking for somebody with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness. He's talking about humankind. Then he is gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. That ransom is called Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God that taketh away the afflictions of the world. The Lamb of God that taketh away the adversities of the world. When he found the ransom, what happened? I found the ransom. And this dry man, his flesh shall be fresher than that of a child. And he shall return to the days of his youth. Hey! Hey! Lift your right and say, there is a ransom for my life. That is why no wicked kidnapper is permitted to talk to you about ransom. There is already a ransom. His name is Jesus. Say after me, there is a ransom for my life. I refuse every trace of disease, every trace of affliction, every trace of pain, every trace of calamity, because Christ, my ransom, has taken my place in pain, and I cannot have any pain anymore. Give the Lord a shout of praise. That is a knockout blow on every terminal disease, HIV, cancer, every trace of cachexia of any sort. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, shows us further. Christ our ransom, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. And if you are healed, you is healed. And you will be healed. Shout the Lord and say amen. That is our third root of divine healing. Our fourth root is through our membership of the body of Christ. We are members of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. There is one body. And one spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. And he's the Father of all of us. He is above all of us. He flows through all of us. And he is inside all of us. He's above all. He is through all. He is inside all. The day you realize that your body is the physical, tangible extension of Christ's own body, that day the feasting of witches on your destiny be over forever. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, has he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. We used to say with Christ Jesus. No, we are sitting inside Christ Jesus because we are a part of him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I am in Christ. I am inside Christ. Wherever he sits, there I sit. Where he walks, there I walk. How he fared is how I will fare. Take your seat and just listen to me for one moment. They say witches used to drink people's blood. When was the last time you, in your imagination, you consider it possible for Jesus to wake up one day and say witches drank his blood in the dream? Or that they carried your body and carried his body and shared his body as ritually spare part. He was sleeping and a witch was pressing his neck and he's shouting, somebody help me, and nobody heard his voice. He was sleeping and spirit wife came to molest him. Jesus Christ, that is sacrilege. All hell would have roasted before they came near him. He said, you are the physical, tangible body of Christ. Some of us may be his ear. Those who have sharpness of discernment. Some of us may be his hand, his feet. Different parts of the body, but we are all members of his body. Now, what that means is every department of a lion is lionic. Every department of an elephant has size. It's massive. When they said, Pilate said, I want to kill you. He said, no, you can't. Mechoni. No man take my life from me. You cannot be the member of the body of Christ and a human being can threaten to take your life. They have not born that person. They have not born that devil. They have not born that devil. I need the accurate documentation of today's testimonies. Demon said, you ran from Abba. Chinyere. Call her by her name. We have seen you today. You are gone. Oh, they knew. Are you following what I'm saying? But as they were going, a hand tapped her. She stopped. And she said, as if her feet were transfixed to the earth. That is, even if you want to move, you can't move. Bam. Frozen. And they passed. Abductors passed. Other captives passed. And she was standing watching them passing. And they were not seeing her. That's the God we serve. That is the God we serve. This other one was on the other side of eternity. And the tall angel said, mercy has spoken for you. Even though they said his house is ready, return back. You can't die now. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You can't die like chicken. Affliction cannot put you into a premature grave. Disease will not put you into a premature grave. I prophesy to you today, you shall fulfill your day. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You won't bury your wife before her time. You won't bury your husband before his time. You won't bury your children before their time. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And finally, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, through any of this channel, you access your healing. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that you are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple, hepatitis, HIV, cancer, tuberculosis, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Did you see that? You are inhabited by the Holy Spirit. You are not meant to be cohabited. No cohabitation with anything that defiles. If anything defiles the temple, God will destroy. Whatever is defiling your temple, defiling your body right now, I declare their destruction today. Jesus went into the temple and he made a whip and cleared out those selling doves. The blind and the lame came to him. Was it Matthew 21, 14, 15, thereabout? They came to him and he healed them there. He said, and the blind and the lame, now back up to verse 13, 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that were making transaction in the temple. and overthrew the tables of money changers and the seats of them that sold those. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in that temple and he healed them. Healing happens in the temple. And anything making transaction in the temple, anything buying and selling in your body, leukemia, cancer, ovarian cyst, anything transacting inside your body, today is the end of your transaction. I decree they are driven off your body and driven off your life. Shout the loudest, amen. Thank you, Master. In the precious name of Jesus. Somebody receive something today, say amen. Very, very quickly. What is our conclusion? Just the same things that we wrote in the first service. Number one, God's plan is perfect for the health of his people. Perfect. Does he have a plan for you? Perfect plan. God's plan is perfect for the health. God is not thinking of what to do about your healing. He has done it already. Number two, God has multiple provisions for the realization of his divine health package for his people. Multiple provisions for the realization of the health package. Provision from creation, the one from Abrahamic covenant, the one from the cross of Calvary, the one that the fact that you are the member of the body of Christ, and by the fact that the Holy Ghost dwells in you, any angle you want to see it from, multiple provisions for the realization of his divine health and healing package for his people. Thirdly, your possession is tied to your revelation. What you know determines what you experience. If all these scriptures and the things we spoke about today can become real in your mind, you are set to take possession. Let me say a second thing to that. The renovation of the mind is key to the transformation of life. The renovation of the mind, the renewal of the mind, is key to the transformation of your life. Your life cannot be changed until your mind is renewed. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you renew or renovate your mind, you can transform your life. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Number four, the enemy will always attempt to confront God's plan. But the enemy's attempt to confront God's plan for your health must be resisted. Don't think that God gave you a promised land and you just enter like that. No, there are giants in every promised land. You deal with them and take your portion. The enemy will always attempt to confront God's plan for his people. But the enemy's attempt to confront God's plan for your health must be resisted. They say you have diabetes. Tell the devil you are the one with diabetes. High blood pressure. Devil, you are the one under pressure. You are facing the danger of hellfire. You are more under pressure than myself. Hey! 1 Peter chapter chapter 5 verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 to 9. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Whom resists steadfast, stand your ground, and resist him in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Know that you are not the first person to confront such a thing. Stand your ground, confront it, and conquer it. Everyone here today, the energy and the firepower to deal with that situation in your life is released now.
Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice.
Finally, realize that whatever does not line up with the word of God is not the truth. Anything that is not in line with the word of God is not the truth. I've been younger, now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. That is the truth. To be begging and borrowing for survival is the lie of the devil for your life.
I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is the truth. For you to be afflicted, serpent is biting you in the dream, this one is pursuing you, that is a lie of the devil.
I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. Devil showed himself to you, says it was you, wearing rag, carrying a cup, looking for food in the dream. That was a lie. That dream is a lie. The devil just lied about you.
You saw yourself in the bathroom in the dream, bathing naked. Truth is, will you do that in the physical?
Bastard devil.
That is the lie of the devil. He just lied against you.
Listen. When you believe the truth, you have fed your faith. When you believe the lie, you have fed your fear. I like you to put it the way I said it in the first service. When you believe the truth, you operate in faith. When you believe the lie, you operate in fear.
The truth is the word, is what God said. The lie is what the devil is showing you. It's what the devil is suggesting to you. You believe the truth, that is the word, you operate in audacious faith. You believe the lie,
fear overruns your life.
Every time you see that you are fearing so much, the truth is that you have believed a lie. And there are those who move as if fear does not exist. As if the devil does not exist. They have believed in the truth.
I know enough to know that what is written in the Bible is superior to what I dream in the night and superior to any useless thing anybody claimed to dream about me.
I can't drop what the word of God says to believe what you claim you dreamt.
I've restored many useless dreams back to the devil and the dreamers.
Stand up on your feet.
If we were following dreams, many of us wouldn't be alive now. We die since, according to dream.
Hey! Ay, ay, ay. You are standing and they say obituary. You saw your own obituary and you are standing. That is a useless lie of the devil. Today, every lie of the devil shall be laid to rest. Say amen like a believer. Anything that is a lie you have believed, today is their knockout. How many people receive something today? You receive something today. You receive something today. You receive, lift up your two hands. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. Lift up your voice and say, Father, today I connect with my heritage of health. Media man, wake up from slumber. Father, I ask and receive my heritage of divine healing and health from your hands. Today, in the name of Jesus, I reject every trace of affliction or infirmity in my system. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we repent
of our sins
and wickedness as a nation. We ask in this season that you will heal and deliver our land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we repent of our sins and wickedness as a nation. We ask in this season that you will heal and deliver our land. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Even as we are asking for our individual healings, healing for our nation. Combination of very, very terrible and massive corruption that has almost sold the nation into slavery and captivity of poverty. crude oil being drained into the high sea for the last 9 or more years by crooks and criminals in high places. Because it is impossible for such to leave the country without the notice of the authorities. Father, bring everybody to book. Everyone who brought our nation to his knees in poverty, bring them to their knees before you take them to their grave in judgment. Everyone who invited bandits and terrorists to this country, thank God there's a lot of victory going on right now in the fight against terrorism. Father, let their judgment not tarry. Ezra chapter 7 verse 26, Ezra said, and whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him. Whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that all those
responsible
for the destruction
of our nation
against the law of God and of the land will receive their judgment speedily, whether it is unto death or banishment or confiscation of properties or imprisonment. Let it happen speedily,
O Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
we ask
that all those responsible
for the destruction
of our nation
against
the law of God
and of the land
who receive
their judgment
speedily,
whether it is
unto death
or banishment
or
confiscation
of properties
or
imprisonment.
Let it happen
speedily,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and
pray. Finally, Proverbs 19:21. It says there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for the establishment
of your plans
and your purpose
for our nation,
for Nigeria,
and the frustration
of the plans
and the agenda
of the
enemy.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
we ask
for the
establishment
of your plans
and
your purpose
for our
nation,
Nigeria,
and the frustration
of the
plans
and
agenda
of the
enemy.
Oh
Lord,
in the
name of Jesus,
open your mouth
and pray. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and appreciate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Appreciate Him. appreciate him, honor him, adore him, magnify him, worship him. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hand for 3 minutes and ask God to touch you. His healing touch, His miracle touch, His deliverance touch upon your life today. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands and just worship Him. The power of God is everywhere. The presence of God is everywhere. The anointing of God is everywhere. Hey! Something is happening here. I take authority over spirits of infirmity. I take authority over spirits of premature death. Strange arrows of disease. I retrieve you, refire you back to sender. I take authority over premature death and premature grief. I take authority over every form of cancers. Take authority over blind eyes and deaf ears. I take authority over tuberculosis. I take authority over liver cirrhosis and cancers of the liver. I take authority over hepatitis. I take authority over sickle cell anemia. I take authority over HIV, systemic lupus, erythematosus. I take authority over female reproductive system disease, fibroid, endometriosis, blocked fallopian tube. I take authority over every cause of infertility. I take authority over spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, serpentine spirit. I take authority over witchcraft altars. I take authority over ancestral curses, demons, masquerade spirits. I take authority over every power of hell. Your tenure on the lives of these people expire in the name of Jesus. Oh, you unclean spirit. Oh, you power of darkness, power of affliction. You are going now in the name of Jesus. And on your mask, get set. One, two, and three, shout go! Father, you are the balm in Gilead, the great physician. Let healing flow. Let deliverance flow. Let breakthrough flow. It is a privilege. It is an honor to wash
worship at your throne, to recall into your presence as your own. It is a privilege.
The breakthrough that is yours today, I command you to receive it. Lift your hands. Father, breathe upon this oil. Balm in Gilead. Change everybody's life and story today. The healing, the deliverance, the miracle that is yours, I declare it released. Father, let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and you place the hand on your head. I declare that what God is releasing for you, you receive your healing, your breakthrough, your deliverance. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three again, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Have just been broken, chains broken, afflictions dissolved. A new season is upon you. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. There are healing miracles that took place just now. Eyes that God healed, ears that God healed, unclean spirits that left, and all manner of someone with an affliction on the right knee, like an arthritis, God healed you. You came with a walking stick, lift it up and walk, a crane, a walking frame or anything. Let's take 5 people at the most, 10 people that God has touched this morning. Give the Lord a big clap of and take your seat. Step forward here. You got an encounter, you got a healing, you got a deliverance. Check yourself. What you couldn't do before, do them now and come forward to confirm that God has just healed you. For the things that God has done, the battles He has won.
For the things that you have done, nobody you have won.
Only you alone are worthy, Lord. We must be born. Oh, 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 God. We must be born. Your name, oh, oh, Lord. One more time, no movements at all. Service is not true. Ushers, any form of movement at the gates will be blamed on you. No movements at all. The reason why this must not be is because you distract the move of the Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit by your action. Maybe while you are moving, a word of knowledge or a revelation is coming for somebody and then you just blocked it and distracted it. Don't do that. You came in for service, you wait until the grace is shared. Until we said, the grace of our Lord Jesus, everybody is released, no movement, please. Let's not walk disorderly. No movement until that is done. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. While the testimonies have been harvested, let me just quickly rush through this. The whole of the week, the Eli Will ICQ services are on. The Tuesday healing and deliverance service is our month of healing and deliverance, and so it's going to be more explosive than usual. And then the midweek service, we are going to be working towards what are the practical steps to take to achieve my healing. And like I said in the last service, the whole of the month, we are dealing with even diverse kinds of healings that you may not know anything about. Emotional healings. Some people are not sick physically, but they have healings that have to do with other things. And we are going to be looking at that throughout the month of October. This same month of October as well, we shall be having our healing and deliverance crusade in Kenya. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The handbill can be flashed on the screen very briefly. That is the Kenya Healing and Deliverance Crusade. Now, this October month is the last month before our convention. And then after that is the crossover night. So we are trusting the Lord that everything that has tied down the destiny of people be arrested. Pharaoh, let my people go. Any Pharaoh who will let you go will go down for you. And so that is the theme of our Worship and Wonders night that is holding at the end of October. Let my people go. Give the Lord a shout of praise. 28th October with the lineup of Eben, Steve Crown, Ochejon Kings, and so on and so forth, lined up for the month, for the night, is going to be a most explosive time in the presence of the Lord. Your life will never remain the same. Save the date and book it down now. God bless you. And then, thereafter, we will be in United States of America for the North American, Revival Fire Conference is the Healing and Deliverance Crusade version for there. And it is happening on November 7th, November 8th, and November 9th, all across. At the Hilton Houston North, Greensport Drive, Houston, Texas. It's going to be very, very explosive. All of you watching from North America, please take this as a confirmation that program is holding. And we look forward to seeing you. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones. People are coming from Canada, coming from Europe, coming from all around those areas. Please ensure you are there, and God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. In addition to this, we'd like to announce next Sunday's impartation service. We forgot that in the first service. Anything that you trust God to impart for you, you come with them as documents, and God will impart them for you. It is also very important for us to collect our PVC, Very, very important. Collect your PVC. Everything we say, every move we make, every walk we walk, and everything we do, without having the power to determine the leadership of our nation at various levels, was just a waste of time. So please ensure the details are on the screen. Depending on what you, when you registered, if it was June, the time was there, and if it is January to June 10th, also the time to collect your PVC is also on the screen. July 2022 is also on the screen. Please ensure that you do that, and the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is good to speak. It is good to do freedom walks and rallies, but it's more important to be empowered and to be able to do the right thing at the election time. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Can you go ahead and tell us what God has done?
Sir, our brother has had this growth inside his eyes for 35 years. Has not been able to focus well on this ear, eye, and has not seen well with this eye. But as you said, receive, sir, that growth disappeared. The pain in the eye disappeared. Now he has closed his eyes and he can see very well.
For 35 years?
35 years,
and his
sir.
Total number of years is what?
35. He was born with it.
It's better to say it like that. 35. Because if you say for 35 years, I'm wondering how big is the town? Congratulations. The meaning of this to you is everything that followed you from the womb of your mother. Today, every negative thing ends now in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Sir, our two sisters, 11 years also, 10 years also. This, she is coming, entering the glory dome for the first time. And both ulcer conditions gone back to hell now.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. Lift up your two hands. Elizabeth with an ovarian condition and an ovarian stroke, fallopian tube condition. God is healing that person right now by the name Elizabeth with an ovarian condition and especially a fallopian tube condition, like a twisted ovary or a blocked fallopian tube or something. Anywhere you are, you run forward quickly. That is your name, and God is delivering you right now from that condition of your female reproductive system. Father, I pray for these people. Fire of the Holy Ghost. It is done in Jesus' name.
Yes. Our sister says she's been married almost 3 years now, but still trusting God for the fruit of the womb. In the midst of that ministration, she saw God's servant appear before her and press the stomach, the abdomen, I beg your pardon. I said, this, your tummy looks as though you are 2 months pregnant. And a substance came out, an object came out from the womb and was in the hand of God's servant. And she believes that's the termination of that waiting season for her.
Wow. Father, thank you because this daughter of Zion is taken in now. Power of the Holy Ghost. If the people whose name I mentioned come out, don't stop them on the road, please. Yes, go ahead.
This is Sister Becky. She said she's 9 months pregnant. She began to experience severe pains, went to the hospital, and the doctor told her that the baby is not sitting well. They might have to operate her and bring out the child. She said right now, at the shout of I receive, the pains took off. Pains that have lasted for 2 weeks took off.
Go and deliver your safety. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's go.
Sister Agnes was brought in here on Wednesday. Very violent, speaking incoherently. The senior pastor prayed for her.
Wait.
My name is Emanuela Uyo Okenye.
Oh, tell us. Very violent.
She was very violent. You prayed for her somewhere there. Immediately after the service, that spirit of insanity was arrested. And they said she came here very weak this morning. But at a shout of I receive, strength entered into her. She has been praying.
Congratulations. It's well with you, Emanuela. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I thank you. For setting me free.
For setting me free.
I am not mad.
I am not mad.
And I can never be mad.
And I can never be mad.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your hands. Every sudden satanic arrow that has come to afflict your life and destiny, arrows return. Back to hell. In the name of Jesus. I'm
yes, sir.
For that, Elizabeth.
A prophetic confirmation here, sir.
Yes.
Elizabeth and Elizabeth. This says she was diagnosed of hard blocked fallopian tube.
Uh-huh.
And this is fibroid. Each time she takes in,
and she goes to the hospital to do a scan, they will see fibroid. And when the fibroid, I mean, the
fibroid will
disappear. After delivery, the fibroid will disappear. And that word came to me.
Come over here.
Yes.
That's the fallopian tube. Is there any other one?
Okay.
Yours was what case?
This one is in the
opening.
All Elizabeth, sir.
Olala.
Okay, your mercy.
Lift up your hands. I prophesy today. Lift your hands. Is there any of you that has a second name that starts with a C? Elizabeth Christian. Okay, come forward here. Lift up your hands. In the name that is above every name. So the word is yours and all the people are benefiting from it. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare your liberty. I declare your liberty. Somebody say power. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of the enemy around my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over sickle cell anemia. I crush it right now. SS change to AA. In the name of Jesus. Tell me what happened.
Her sister said for over 2 months now she had had severe pains due to appendicitis, that during last month, combined service from her region, the power of God started working on her, started getting her healing. But during today's service, precisely at the shout of, I receive, God's power came upon her, she got her healing, the pains are gone, and she said to give God the glory.
Come over here, ma. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, behold, on every deposit on the enemy, stand up. Every enemy deposit on your upper chest is retrieved. Return back to hell. Kindly cross-check that. Please, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Our sister said she's been having dreams of seeing herself being molested for about 6 months now and taking in that dream. Delivers the child. The man who comes to molest her will take the child for sacrifice.
Hey,
came into this. Yes,
in
sir.
The dream?
Yes, sir.
Molested and gives birth to the child in the dream.
Yes.
And the demonic husband will carry the child for sacrifice.
Yes,
in the dream.
She has had five or such deliveries.
My God.
And for the last 6 months, came into that service into the service in that condition. While the word went forth and you said we should shout, go. As she said, go. She saw that demon take off and the children also.
Every stranger
take off.
In your life, stranger in your body, wherever that stranger came from, returns back to hell. Returns back to hell. Returns back to hell.
A word of prophecy just came concerning her, concerning a chest region.
Yes, the deposit.
She confirmed this. She said for over many years now, she's been having very severe congestion in her chest. She doesn't know how to explain it or get freed from it. But that was what
step
God
forward
just
and God just mentioned it. In the name of Jesus, it's over. Celebration. Come and see me, the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is love in the kingdom.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Nothing.
There is love in the kingdom. Come and see the Lord is good.
What happened here?
She has been having pain as a result of dislocation on her right leg. The toes were not moving. At the shout of go, the toes can now move and the pains are gone.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. We'll now have to summarize and see if I can take two or three for the sake of time. Odegu degu, Oman chala, Odegu degu.
Oh, my God.
Our brother said while that ministration was going on, the Lord opened his eyes. He saw himself.
What's his name? All right, go ahead.
And not just a pit, that the pit had a cage. And he was chained, he was caged in that severe condition. He said the Lord showed him, a huge man came and broke the cage and set him free, I beg your pardon, and elevated him and placed him on a thronely seat. I asked him, what does that mean? He said, for over many years, he has been having issues of poverty, frustration, and starting things and not finishing it. But God has delivered him from that situation.
Jesus. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
This is Sister Maribel. She came into the service with arthritis. Couldn't walk. She was sleeping. But at the instance of the word, go.
Arthritis is
completely
gone.
Free. The arthritis has gone.
Thank you, Master. Yes, what happened?
Other day, she came in with hepatitis B, high blood pressure, and asthma altogether. At the instance of the word, go.
Hepatitis B, high blood pressure, asthma.
All together.
All return back to hell. Power, go and check yourself and confirm your hepatitis free.
Sir, this is Sister Christiana from Suleja. She was involved in an accident last year, April, and she was unconscious for 21 days.
Oh.
Broke one of the legs. So after 6 days after the Thanksgiving of the healing, she was in the bathroom, and then she had a force hit her from the back, and the same point that was dislocated, fractured before, broke again. Now, while she was in the service here, at the shout of "I receive," she felt something entered into her. She came in walking with this walker, but after that entrance,
congratulations,
she is free now.
The Lord,
she can walk normally.
Straighten the leg, straighten it, and make it well. And also touch the tail of your bone, the tailbone, the lower back right there, and perfect everything. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Sister Kezia somewhere here had suffered spirit husband molestation for the past 18 years. She said it started while she was 5 years. She's 23 currently. She said, why we shouted, "I receive." She said she fell under power. You left the altar, met her there, lay hand on her and say, "Sorry, it is well with you." Today I disconnect you from that spirit husband. Today I disconnect you from every spirit of poverty and every curse in your family. And then you held her by hand, lifted her up and took her to her father's house. And then the charm that was planted there, you uprooted the charm and began to bless everybody in the family. And she believed. She said, yeah, 2020, she went for an introduction, came back, and the man really left her on her own and now married to another person because of that infirmity.
And now it is over.
Yes,
I left the altar and came to where you are and said what? And I said what?
Touch me on my head and say I'm free.
All right. Lift up your hands. Every altar, somebody say every family altar,
fighting my destiny.
Today is your end.
Today is your end.
Oh, you altar.
Oh, you altar.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
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 Oh, no, oh, no.
In front of you, everyone that is here in the front, your testimonies are permanent in Jesus' name. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you. Systems are put under pressure to lose their sleep and peace and rest until what is yours enters your hands, and I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go on ahead and pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges.
Then I am the rumor. Then I am the rumor. Then I am the carry. Then I am the
bless the hands of the people and let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' name. There are a category of people here today. The Lord is saying that the greatest offering He needs from you is your life. That's surrender yourself to Him. Give Him yourself and make your come forward and let your sins be forgiven. Pastor, I have not lived a life that is pleasing to God. I know God is not happy with me. I want Him to deliver me from sin. Anywhere you are, stand up from your seat and quickly be the first person to come right to the front here as I give you the count of 10. I am handing over my life to Jesus. One more time, no movement out until this is done. Quickly, number one, rush forward.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Quickly, two.
Give you my soul.
Please clear that road there for some people to move forward. Come on. Are you okay, Usher? Are you alright? Are you in your senses? Come forward, come. Why will you direct somebody backward when he's coming to the altar? Come forward. Clear that road. Rush forward, forward. Addiction that needs to be broken. You have an addiction that needs to be broken. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, and anything like that. Fraud, lying, cheating, duping. You want it broken. Quickly come forward here. Give them space to come forward. Rush forward. I've got my mind. The Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Quickly rush forward here. Can we all stand up on our feet? In addition to those who just came forward to give their life to Christ, all those who are here for the first time, also step forward and join us. The counselors, I'm sure you can differentiate the two. Place your hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help me to serve you and help me to live for you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare help from above, mercy from above. Grace from above is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Say aloud, amen.